Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. James 4:10. The heart of a child. About that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called a little child to him and put the child among them. So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 18:1-2 and verse 4. When I visit this story in Scripture, my mind sees a sweet encounter. The disciples, so preoccupied with prominence, pose a question flavored with pride. Instead of rebuking them for entertaining arrogance, Jesus takes the opportunity to teach them about heaven's economy. I see Jesus crouch low to the ground with a twinkle in his eye as he motions a child to come. I see the child with tiny feet wrapped in leather sandals shuffling across the hard soil and straight into Jesus' arms. I imagine Jesus' delight as he indulges in a few stolen moments with this child. I hear a soft, tender response as he reveals the true meaning of greatness in the kingdom while he wraps a little one in warmth like a thick winter blanket. Jesus loves the little children. Can you imagine how the disciples must have felt when Jesus hijacked their preconceived notions by bringing a child before them? Their natural response to children was to shuffle them out of the way. See Matthew 19:13. Besides, human reasoning does not support the use of a child to demonstrate greatness. But since when does human reasoning contribute to God's economy? In heaven's economy, putting on greatness is to put on the skin of a child. But why? In youth, a child naturally looks to his father for everything. He knows his father will supply all of his needs. A child trusts with an open heart. It is a beautiful season that fades away all too soon. All too often, we see the same unhealthy cycle repeat itself. As the child grows, he becomes more aware of the world around him. As his mind expands, he realizes there are more choices in the world than he ever knew. The child steps away from his innocence and indulges in the taste of sin. He foolishly tells himself that he can rely on his own sensibilities in his expanding world. He looks to his father less and less and leans upon his own strength more and more. The abrasive world begins to deplete the child's innocence until an adult emerges. The adult wearing grown-up skin, armored in calluses and depleted of sensitivity. Bound inside a hardened shell, the adult has lost touch with the trusting open-heartedness of a child. No longer rightly postured, he stands tall on his own 2 feet with self-sufficiency and fabricated strength. Sadly, the cost of grown-up skin is the death of childlike innocence and the misconception that God's assistance is rarely needed. There is never a season under time when we don't need our Father to guide and protect us. Taking our eyes off him and focusing on the world is a temptation we all face daily. But keeping our eyes fixed on the Lord should be an everyday practice. Peter can attest to this. The water walker learned the importance of keeping his eyes fixed on Jesus. It happened in Matthew 14:28-31. The disciples were in a boat in the middle of a stormy sea. Just then, Jesus appeared walking on the water. Peter had a crazy idea. With childlike faith, he asked if he could join Jesus on top of the stormy sea. As Peter stepped out of the boat, his feet defied gravity, and he walked on top of the waves. What a surreal experience that must have been. Until he made a critical mistake. He took his eyes off Jesus and focused instead on the world around him. He found himself caught in the snare of fear. His strength wasn't sufficient to keep him afloat, his faith fleeting, his feet sinking. In his vulnerability, he cried out to Jesus. Peter's humility made him realize he needed the strong arm of the Lord. True to the Savior's beautiful nature, Jesus reached out and lifted Peter. Typical of us all, isn't it? Just as an adolescent turns from innocence, we fix our eyes on the world instead of the one who created it. We find our feet detouring onto pathways of sinful choices. We deceive ourselves into believing that we've got this. But when life draws us into vulnerable situations, we realize we aren't as capable as we once thought. Narrow is the gate that collects hearts with childlike faith. Few are the eyes fixed daily upon the Lord. Meager is the number of God's children who lean upon him with childlike trust, knowing that to be humble is to possess an esteemed posture. Simply put, to be small is to be great. Friends, give this thought time to marinate in your spirit today. It may be a privilege to be a child of God, but it is a responsibility to remain childlike. Question to ponder. If you were to measure the condition of your heart, would you say you are more childlike or more grown up?